All right. 20th Century Fox logo. And we'll tell you when to begin. This is a new feature we're adding. FBI anti-piracy work. Well, I'll just say, I'm John Clark. I'm a writer, comedian, and all-around Jack Kirby fan.
I'm Mike Drucker, writer, comedian, Stan Lee fan.
Right.
Okay, and begin the DVD now.
Go.
And now I'll introduce.
thanks for cutting me off. Billy the Kid, writer, comedian, single.
We are listening to the cast commentary of Fantastic Four.
The Fantastic Four!
Fantastic.
Fantastic. They have superpowers.
Okay.
I love the Marvel logo because there's just a lot of micro-angle art in there. And it makes me feel sad.
This is also a reminder that we will be hearing 90 minutes of Jessica Alba, who is brilliant.
Talking about her wardrobe and wig.
And how they had her in a bikini, or in her birthday suit.
I think this is actually... yeah, Michael Chiklis is the only person in the cast who has heard of the Fantastic Four.
He's also very monotone.
Michael Chiklis just
cracked a great joke.
So, if you don't know, the Fantastic Four are a group of four superheroes who are just fantastic. there's four of them.
There's four fantastic.
I've heard tell.
Fantastic Four characters.
Well, I'm actually a huge fan of the Fantastic Four. It's my favorite comic. It was the comic that started Marvel Comics, and it was the best comic they produced until about the 70s. And at that point, Spider-Man got much better, and then, of course, X-Men took over. And they're kind of forgotten. And I remember when the reviews of this came out, there were reviewers going, why are they doing teams no one's ever heard of? The Fantastic Four, they're stupid! And I get my back up about this movie, but it's not a good movie. And on the
second
first
better.
To admit that. Second movie is a good movie.
Second one is better.
Well, I think what's wrong with it, and I could be wrong, is that it sucks.
Well, this movie frustrates me because I feel like every 5 minutes they get something totally right and cool, and then they do the shittiest thing you've ever seen in your life immediately after.
So like it's sort of like this movie is the equivalent of when your dad sobers up and takes you to the zoo, but can't keep it together.
But he gets drunk at the zoo.
He gets drunk at the zoo, and then he, like, pees on the monkeys. And you're sort of like, you were halfway there.
And you were kind of like...
went back.
And you were thinking, how the hell did you get alcohol at the zoo?
By the way, Victor Von Doom, one of the most threatening characters in comic book history.
Not in this movie.
Turned into a handsome young man.
He's kind of like he reminds me of Batman, where he changes his voice when he becomes evil.
Well, he's under a mask.
We didn't know what any of
Jessica Alba.
Wait, everybody. Listen to the hottest woman ever.
You do not really understand how hot women work, do you?
How do they work, for the record?
Oh, they get up in the morning.
Like, they have a system and they all get together have rules.
At the basic level, they
metastasize? cancer?
They wake up and be pretty. Wow.
I'm gonna retract
that. Is
that
the
statement.
Worst wig I have ever seen.
Oh no, Halle Berry's in X-Men is much worse.
Yeah, because it's white. That's not even it's not even close to hair color. It's gray. Not gray, silver.
Yeah, I feel like the three guys are pretty well cast. Michael Chiklis is a good thing. Yeah. The Human Torch has that, like, you know, kind of asshole, smirky Johnny.
Yeah.
Flame on!
Reed Richards, I've never seen in anything else, but he's good. Jessica Alba is completely miscast. You might as well have Jennifer Lopez playing Invisible Woman. Rosie Perez could have also played the Invisible Woman.
Well, you talk to me, you act like I'm invisible when I'm not invisible. Shit!
Who are you talking to? Nothing. No, I'm nothing now. You're invisible.
I feel
Shut
like you
up.
You put up a force field when that's my job. What you doing, Poppy?
Blockbuster gold. We have yet to listen to a word of this commentary.
I remember when they first put me in wardrobe. I was in wardrobe and I was like, but I'm invisible. Why do I need to wear a wall?
Hilarious a hilarious running on joke number one.
We all gave it up at you.
When they said, do you want to be the Invisible Woman? I was like, why don't I even have to be that? I could just do voice work. I don't even have to show up. And they're like, no, you have to wear blue makeup. And I'm like, blue? What the fuck? That's not invisible.
I'm sorry I brought up this joke now.
Oh, he made a joke. Hold on. He's being funny, too.
I remember I was up in here and I was like, this room's too fucking warm. What the fuck is this room? Turn it down!
When do you plan on dropping this?
Rosie Perez will be the Invisible Room Woman for the rest of this movie.
Oh, good God.
We're only 5 minutes in.
Sorry.
What are they talking about?
All right,
this is like
we should listen.
This is the first time in months that we've actually done a commentary on a commentary. Which is what our hook is.
Right.
And we're paying no attention.
So the fans listening, continuity is down.
Okay, well, let's listen to what they say.
Were your parents there for this scene?
Oh, my God.
Yes,
Alva.
All right. Why are we even doing a commentary? They are speaking.
Poppy, did your parents even care about this movie? Martha, Rosie, I do not care. Do something about your homeland.
There was a great moment on one of the extras of this DVD.
Oh, my God.
Where they have Stan Lee meets Michael Chiklis in the Thing makeup. And the line between reality and fantasy is starting to blur at Stan Lee's age. Where there's a moment where he really thinks he's the Thing. Oh. And then he does try to hug him. I kid you not.
He's like, my character has come to life.
He's like, oh, you're the Thing. You've got super strength. Pick me up.
Dude, I have 35 pounds of makeup on. I cannot move my arms at all.
Just pick him up and make him happy.
I now hate this joke. And I hate myself for coming up with it.
But it's continually funny.
I'm sorry.
You're loving it.
It's not going away.
By the way, it's 11:34 at night. And we've been up for how, like, 15 hours?
I think we've been up for different amounts of time. We don't sleep in the same bed.
Well, they don't know that.
And well, I'm telling them now we don't. And it's
damn, why?
And it's not like even if we did, I would roll over and crush go, hey, everybody, time to get up.
Good morning, Mr. Vice President.
Good morning, Mrs. Vice President. Maybe that was wrong, the way we switched that.
How cool were those astronauts?
She's brilliant. She is brilliant.
Every time we get quiet, she says something. I love how zipped down this is. My outfit doesn't fit. Oh. Hooray!
I was like, an astronaut doesn't show his titties, and she was like, whatever, just show them.
No one laughed.
The lack of response is not harming this bit, is it?
No.
I've been working on a formula for this.
I think it might also be the fact that my accent is. There's no map.
Racist?
It's not even all over the map. It's not on a map.
It's uncharted territory.
It's uncharted territory of racism.
So here's the planet Earth.
So,
Planet Earth.
The Fantastic Four were made when they got hit by cosmic rays, which are... What are cosmic rays?
Stan Lee bullshit?
No, but I mean, in all of the universe, there's actually no such thing as a cosmic ray.
No, there are gamma rays.
No,
I know there are gamma rays. The Hulk can happen.
Yeah, but the Fantastic Four cannot. Well, the thing that always bugs me about the Fantastic Four is they all get hit with the cosmic rays and have completely different powers. It was like if you and I got hit with radiation, first
you'd
of all,
be super funny.
God willing. But it would almost be like if we got super funny.
Super depressed.
If all of a sudden I got really good at sketch and then you got really good at stand-up. Why wouldn't we both be really good at sketch?
And why wouldn't you be dead?
Shouldn't they just be, like, all four of them should just be the Thing? Like, shouldn't four things come at you?
That sounds like a sitcom.
If you're Dr. Doom, wouldn't it be scarier if the Thing came at you from four different angles at once?
I'd just like to say, Victor Von Doom, the coolest name ever. The coolest.
It is cool.
There's actually a cooler name,
Aunt May?
No, not in comic books. Someone forwarded me this article. This is true for listeners at home. They forwarded me an article. This was back in 2005, and it was an interview with like different Iraq soldiers, and there was a computer programmer who worked for the army, and his name was Lieutenant Max Fightmaster.
wasn't on the front lines.
No.
Take that, Dr. Doom.
He was back working on mainframes? You have a fight master in your army?
Mech.
See, this is the problem with the war.
He changed his name, didn't he?
My name is Fight Master. What are you doing? I'm tying the network together.
Max Fight Master.
Max Fight Master. And his name is like Maximum Fight.
No, it's not like Maximilian. It's Maximum Fight Master.
All right. Oh, take that, Doom.
All right, so let's listen to what they say.
Instead of towing the line and letting, you know, things just play if they were flat, he wanted to make something of every moment. Yeah.
And this moment is odd.
It's difficult when people don't know when you're doing a movie with five leads.
There were just too many people.
We're all as much part of the story as everyone else. And
if no one laughs, you can't justify
it. It's hard to find your own character within that.
Yeah, because acting is difficult.
Because there's other people in the room.
I know.
It's hard to know who you are when someone else walks in the room.
It's hard to act when there's people
in the
room.
For example, Mike, sometimes I think I'm you. Usually when you talk.
Oh.
It's almost like everything's a dream and I'm everyone I talk to.
All
right,
they
wait, I only have one Red Bull and that's too much for me right now.
They just talked about the cutting room floor. Let's listen in.
So you guys could enjoy all of it.
I had a kidney infection during this scene.
What is that even?
Julian was proposing to me. I almost passed out, and I was like, and it was the first scene that I had with Julian.
Why are you passing out? Sorry,
well,
you made me
don't
do
you
it.
Start doing the Rosie Perez. I almost got him calmed down. It's like I just got the baby in the crib, and the 6-year-old is now running up and down the stairs.
I'm six.
Gonna get him all set off.
At least I'm older than Mike in that bit.
My kidney was all fucked up and shit. I was drinking, and they were like, do the proposals, and I was like, where the fuck is my accent?
I want to know how she got the kidney infection. I think there's your story.
Boom!
Drinking?
Wow, no kidding. Yeah, yeah.
No, that... No. That is the biggest rock.
Okay, I will say this about the Fantastic Four. No chemistry.
You mean in real life?
Or listening to the cast.
Oh yeah,
they're all.
Michael Chiklis is like, I'm on the shield. I shoot people.
They're all punching.
And they're all
in.
Yeah, they're all like, well, we're pretty. That's about it.
They're like, well, everyone else is doing a superhero movie. Which ones are left? I heard Jessica Alba wanted to be the Green Arrow.
You know,
because it was available.
I'm tired. There should be communism everywhere. I'm gonna shoot an arrow and stuff.
I am so close to deleting this commentary.
I've got my pride flag.
We've only been up for 12 minutes.
So now Jessica Alba and Rosie Perez are the same person.
Yes, yes. It's like that X-Files episode where like they had the weird cosmic rays and then like you saw the couple that was making out, they became one person and they were stuck that way.
I don't know that one.
You don't?
I do. That was the one where David Duchovny switched places with Michael McKean.
David Duchovny switches places with Michael McKean and that's what happened.
I can't name one person I love that much to be stuck by their mouth.
They didn't want to be. It was the cosmic rays.
I'm just saying.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Whoa, this went.
Did he just say, it's so lovely to be hung?
Yes.
Oh.
I think we've taken a turn here.
What's that like, though?
What's that like, Jessica Alba?
I'm telling you. Oh, that's how she got the kidney infection.
You gotta explain to me how that works.
No, you don't.
It's incredibly tedious, but you know, in a way...
Floating in space is hard.
...your child inside to play, to pretend, you know?
What?
Michael Chiklis has just explained acting.
There's nothing there. Michael Chiklis is probably our only ally in this commentary.
Yeah, I know.
Michael Chiklis is the only
pain
man
in my boob. Did you hear that? Pain in my boob.
She has a kidney infection and a pain in her boob.
That sounds like the beginning of a folk song.
By Cat Stevens.
I've got a kidney infection.
You almost said I got a Chiklis.
I got a Chiklis infection. My Chiklis is infected. I'm not coming out.
The only remedy is Mo Chiklis.
Tonight I am Michael Act Out Drucker.
Oh, here they go.
This is pretty cool.
Here's where they all get hit with the cosmic rays.
Now, why is she invisible?
Because she's Invisible Woman.
Yeah. Why can he stretch? Oh, because he gets pulverized.
This is what I was saying
he's
before.
He's getting set on fire.
Realistically, they should
she's
all just be
the
thing. Yeah, they took that from.
Well, I mean, realistically,
issue of Mademoiselle.
They should all get cancer.
Yep. Not as good.
Like,
a movie.
Not that they should. Like, I'm not saying like each actor should.
You're not wishing cancer.
I'm not wishing cancer on all of them.
Oh, I am.
But you know what? Not an exciting movie. Four people in a hospital.
Three people in a commentary.
And you know what? And now it's almost an inspirational film where you see them all in bed and they all hold hands and they're like, "We are the Fantastic Four." And then it fades to white. And then four gravestones.
Oh.
We're writing that movie! That's a great independent movie, The Fantastic Four, where four astronauts get hit by cosmic rays and they get cancer.
And die.
But it's like, it's almost like half of it's like the right stuff where it's them training and they're the best of the best. And yeah. Then like act two, cancer. Act three, they come back, their wives have left them, they get new women, and then at the end they hold hands.
We are the Fantastic Four.
Well, I'm not following where
they fade
where,
into
where
white.
They lose their wives and get new women from the cancer wars.
Matt, they don't get no.
Yeah,
they all hook up with nurses.
Leukemia
like one hooks
is
up a
attractive,
nurse, and the other one like goes to a bar, like the one that doesn't play by the rules, so he's kind of like a hard drinker.
But I thought they're
he's
all
the Johnny Storm.
You can it's leave a hospital movie. When you have cancer. It's not like a force field.
You leave the hospital and go to the singles bar.
Yeah.
What the hell is this
he
movie?
He doesn't play by the rules.
Chemo is sexy.
It's like Dennis Quaid.
He's played by Dennis Quaid. And one's played by Paul Giamatti. And one's
because one has to be.
Can we get Nicholson? Because he can play the rebel.
Nicholson and the fourth, Ernie Hudson.
They're all guys in this movie.
Well, yeah.
There's no women astronauts. They just die in the Challenger.
All right. It's more like the Challenger's of the unknown.
That's a year ago now. Right? Oh, she's asleep. Take advantage.
Wow.
Wait.
That's character development.
Because it made no sense.
I said something scientific and they said, "We're not selling it to them. Just say sunflowers like it says in the script."
Then say superpowers. Sunflowers and superpowers, that's your motto.
I said, how do I get stretchy arms? And they said, "Ask that again. And we'll hire someone else."
You see, I'm intelligent because I'm British and my name has three vowels in a row.
What's his name? I don't know his name.
E-I-O-N.
E-I-O-N? And like Bingo was his name,
oh. I-A-O-N.
I don't expect you to pronounce it. It's a name that only British people can pronounce. Harry Potter.
Now we're on the wrong movie.
And this nurse here was like, she was hosting some, like, MTV news show.
Oh, really?
So, you know, her hard-hitting journalism brought her to play the nurse in Fantastic Four.
He is attractive.
So is she. They're attractive people.
And attractive people deserve each other.
Attractive people deserve everything.
They don't. Well,
that's what this country has taught us. If you're attractive, you get everything.
If you're ugly, you get a blind.
Then why don't I have anything? Ha. Look at me and my good looks.
If you're ugly, you get a place in the shadows.
Where we all exist.
You work backstage, my friend. You're hoisting lights and scenery.
I am a roadie.
All the words the stage and you're the roadie.
You can come off as such a smarmy idiot, and he's just so guileless.
Yeah.
You know, and so likable innately.
Yeah.
You know, I just admire that.
Is that Chiklis talking?
Yeah, he's the only one with something to say.
Chiklis again.
He's like, I grew up with these characters.
This is actually a fact about Michael Chiklis. I'm not making this up.
He has cancer.
No, he does not have cancer. The reason he's bald is because he did a movie like 10 or 15 years
right,
ago where
he had to use
a kind of like makeup thing on his head. Mm-hmm. He had an allergic reaction and it killed all the hair on his head.
Wow.
That's true.
Wow. You know, he's in one of the first episodes of Seinfeld and he still had hair.
He had hair when he was the commish.
Mm-hmm. But he looks better bald.
That's the weird thing that happened. Like, he was like, "Hey, I'm the commish," and then he lost his hair and he started shooting cops. Like, it was almost like he went from like the friendly, like,
he went nuts.
Like, people were like, "You look like a friendly, like, fatherly figure," and then he lost his hair and people were like, "You look like a guy that would kick the shit out of anyone."
That was what
everyone.
That was Lex Luthor's story too, wasn't it? That Superman accidentally
made
him.
That's every bad guy's story. This guy looks nice, and then he turns evil.
Yeah, but Lex Luthor lost his hair and turned evil.
Hair, you hear that? Bald men are evil.
It was the commish. Hey, it's me, the commish.
There's so much weirdness on the screen right now.
Is that the same lady? No. Is that the
same? Yes, that's a nurse. Now they're going skiing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Nurse had blonde hair.
No, she didn't.
No, she doesn't. She's brown hair.
What part of the woman do you look at, Billy?
Not the hair.
Now, like, this movie's obviously made by committee, because, like, somebody came in and he's like, hey, so the scene where Johnny discovers his power, can that be extreme snowboarding?
And we're like, yeah, we could, and then he's like, listen, guys, I saw the script where you took my suggestion, and it says extreme snowboarding, but you spelled it E-X. Can you spell it with a capital X and a dash, and then dream?
And can you put it in bold and italics?
Look, not only is he made of fire, he could actually pull off some great tricks. I'm not a snowboarder.
That came after. He's the guy you want to be?
I think the start of the script was, hey, what are kids like? Yeah. And it was a guy in his 50s asking it, and he had no idea.
To be honest.
So he asked his niece, and then just brought in everything she said. And I always get the feeling about this movie that Tim Story is the director. That, you know how, like, Tim Burton and Peter Jackson would always, like, they talk about the fights with the studio, you know, and how they didn't want their vision compromised? Tim Story never had that problem.
Oh, yeah, Tim Story's like, they're like, hey, can you add in snowboarding and more boobs?
Yeah.
You write the checks.
I got film, I can shoot that.
They had to fight the studio about getting set on fire and snowboarding, but they got it through somehow. Three people died afterwards, but I mean, wait, it was a great scene.
But I also love, he exploded, and he's naked and exploded in a snowdrift, and she's like, sure, I'll make out. Does that sound like anyone who's gone through medical school? He can't control when he's going to burst into flames.
Oh, I thought you were going to end that sentence on burst. Woo! That would have been weird.
Thank God I didn't.
You know what? I just...
I'm under 18.
I just thought of a pun because Von Doom is cut out, and I just imagine him
Von
like...
Von Doom?
You know, Von Doom, like Victor Von Doom?
Yes.
Like, if he made his own, like, contraceptive line, it could be called the Condoom. And it's got like a metal plate face on it where it's just sort of like
I thought you were going to say he was going to write his autobiography and it would be called Von Doom on Doom.
I'm giving you that one. You win.
I don't have any puns because I'm not a creative genius.
I'm going to just put out one of my condooms.
Do they have the face of a mask on it?
They do.
Right on the head.
But it's sort of like a ribbing that makes it good.
I love your reaction here to this.
Oh, because steel plated.
Yeah.
Wow. What else do you say? That's just... Wow. Sounds
great. Oh, he's constipated.
No, he's going to turn into the thing.
It was a joke for the people.
I don't get those.
I can't even do it straight. Right?
It was fun. Yeah, it was really fun.
I really like the candlelit.
I really feel like when you
don't even.
Whenever Jessica Alba tells a story, it's kind of like
an angel loses its wings.
No, it's kind of like asking a junior high school student how she felt about the Anne Frank house.
Aww.
It was fun.
It was really like sad and stuff, but like I had a good time because my dad was there and I'm like his little girl.
It was a nice day.
It was very pretty. I don't understand how anyone could do that.
Too many steps.
Like it's almost like she has memories of it and yet misses the point completely.
How come they don't have an escalator? Too many steps. The attic was dusty.
She hid in the attic, but it was so small.
There were stains on the floor.
Did you say she was wearing boots the entire time?
No, it's just in all these scenes, I have to wear high heels, and I was so envious of you guys wearing flats.
Because you were men and not
gay.
Wait,
like, and that's the other thing that always bothered me, is like, 6 hours. You should, if you're a superhero woman, you should wear flats.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Michael Chiklis wore 60 pounds of makeup, and Jessica Alba is complaining about her heels.
But he's not complaining.
Oh shit, she's turning invisible. A raccoon. I was looking like a coon.
Commentary over.
Well, A raccoon! Oh, American slang. Can someone pass me a fag? Oh, no! Oh, I've made this awkward. I am sorry, Tim Story. Oh my goodness. Harry Potter.
You're not going to believe what just happened to me. See, look, he's getting cancer.
There's your movie.
The Fantastic Four.
So far, most of this commentary has consisted of, that was neat!
She's amazed by pretty things. Exactly. Thank you, Jessica Alba, for just
again, it's like talking to a junior high school student.
That scene was in every trailer and every TV spot for this movie.
That was good. When I saw that, I was like, okay. Okay, I can see that. Johnny mean that.
Yeah, none of that was in the script.
I feel like, especially like the Johnny and Ben stuff.
Yeah.
Felt right. Felt exactly what those characters are.
Well, they're hard to get wrong.
His abs.
Oh, we've seen some cartoons.
But even Flame On is something Johnny Storm, like, would do in real life.
Flame On.
No! I'm not taking the raps, which you can find on YouTube, by the way.
Search for,
Human Torch Flame On.
Rapser, yeah.
Oh boy, is that a load of fun.
Yeah. That I think that's not getting the character right.
Flame on and on and on.
On this day that we were shooting this was
never ever
makeup test for the thing.
I remember seeing this shot and I was actually really excited about the film. Like when he did like this stretchy thing.
Yeah.
I was like, neat.
Yeah, kinda like how it bubbles up.
Yeah.
And turned into Shirley MacLaine in terms of endearment. She was like
because this totally relates to a family film.
Literally take her off the set because she had such an anxiety attack over it. And I wasn't much better, I have to say. That's when I realized what I had gotten myself into.
Yeah. See, that's cool. Like,
it is cool, though. It,
don't you wish you could do that?
Yeah, all right, well.
Depending.
Yeah, I guess out of the four of them, I'd want to do that.
Yeah, like, whose superpower would you guys choose?
I wouldn't want to be a flame.
Sorry.
Is the Mole Man an option?
No, Mole Man is not an option.
It's either
Invisible Woman, Human Torch, Mr. Stretchy, or the Thing.
When you embark on something like this, you intellectually sort of
I think I'd go invisible.
Yeah, so would I. I don't. What's his power?
Well, you throw in the force fields.
Yeah, you throw in the force fields. Quite a deal.
I don't really think I'd want to go on fire. I mean, you can fly, but...
Yeah, but you're like, everything's on fire.
Yeah.
No, I'd be invisible.
Remember the books, they would just say, everything Human Torch owns is made out of asbestos. Which means he would have had asthma by issue 4.
He's always bringing girls home, too. He's given so many girls lung cancer, where they're like, doesn't this couch go on fire? It's like, no, baby, it's made of asbestos. And she's like... Smells so good.
It might as well be a living cigarette. Yeah, it's giving out lung cancer.
Smoke
never seems to come off the Human Torch.
Smoke?
No, well, he's not burning anything. Like, there's nothing that's going to waste.
That's a little mistake there.
The sun is doing such a great job.
It should have been his bare legs.
It wasn't his
brother? No, he has like the boots on.
Michael Chiklis really knows this movie well.
And they're just looking at him.
Everyone else is like, what do you mean there's a mistake? This movie is A+, flawless. And he's like, oh no, but like my legs should have been big and thick and torn the pants. Why? Well, because I'm the Thing. What Thing? The Thing in the movie. Yeah, but what Thing in the movie?
There's lots of things. Look, there's me. I'm something.
Someone had to actually spend 30 minutes explaining that to Jessica Alba, just being like, so, and one of your friends is the Thing. You mean that alien that turns into other people? No, that's the...
I don't think she would use that reference.
That's John Carpenter's the Thing. Oh, do you mean like a man's penis? No, that's just... Where, what?
Something tells me that person was her agent. You play the Invisible Woman. Okay, I got that.
Every movie everything she's done, it's like, you play the Dark Angel. I'm like, Satan? No, like, you're like a futuristic Catwoman.
Oh, okay, now, Ben's girlfriend here is the least sympathetic character
Wife. They
could have invented.
Wife.
No, they're not married yet.
In this they are, I think.
I think they're engaged.
Oh, yeah.
She used to be on X-Files.
And then look what
you know,
happened.
You know, you're right, because it's just like, look at this horrible thing that's happened to me because of radiation. Fuck you.
She's just like, you suck. And then, well, we'll talk about it when it comes up. Like, her next appearance is much worse.
She appears more than once?
He did that weird reveal.
He used to put his face down to look at his mark.
I didn't like the thing makeup in this one. But then in the second one, it's more of like a classic look. And I'm okay with that, because that means his look evolved.
Yeah.
He needs the big eyebrows, basically.
Yeah.
You're not the thing unless you have a big eyebrow.
Oh, that is right. He does not have an eyebrow.
And you're just Rocky Joe.
Yeah. It's like Glass Joe. It's like the first guy you knock out.
Yeah, Glass Jaw Joe.
Yeah.
Oh.
This goes in the, you know, you're in a huge Hollywood movie when
Jessica got that. I'm proud of her.
You're
going to say when, and I'm going to say it with you.
My brain.
I feel like if Jessica, if I had to work with Jessica Alba, I don't think she would drive me crazy, but I just wouldn't take her seriously. Like, she'd be talking and I'd be going, yeah, that's great.
Hey, John, I want, instead of an invisible woman to turn invisible here, she turns more visible. Sure, Jessica.
Yeah.
We'll take one. We have enough film to do that.
But I would have to be, like, another actor. I would have to be in no position of authority over Jessica Alba.
So she could complain
to me and I'd go, yeah, that's rough.
She
wouldn't ask me to make any changes.
This is where the movie takes a horrible turn.
Yeah, this must have seemed like a great idea when they were getting the beats. It's like,
all right, so a guy's going to commit suicide.
As always.
But
which is hilarious.
But the thing stops him and convinces him to walk over.
No, he's just he's more scared of the thing than he has hatred of life.
I don't
understand. He's like, you know what? I wanted to die, but now that I see you, I'm just terrified and my self-preservation kicks in.
That's like me and women.
Three stories of blue screen surrounding the entire thing. A half a mile
what man?
That ran through the sound so they could.
Yes, I was wrapped
in
blue screen.
This is a shot from Daredevil. I mean, not Daredevil.
Daredevil? When did Daredevil stop a moving truck with his body?
I meant Hellboy.
I'm gonna stop. Oh, God! I didn't see that coming!
Jennifer Garner was the original pick.
Hellboy was cooler, though, because Hellboy punched the car and it flipped over.
And he went,
yes, this was an accident
red means
that inspired...
Stop.
It was inspired
which actually took me
brothers.
A minute to get. I was like, oh, because he's red! I actually didn't get it until my second viewing.
The subtleties of Hellboy's banter?
Were lost on me. There's many layers to that film. I'm like this one. Which has won?
They become mutated and radiated.
There's no subtlety in this movie.
No.
It's like, this could happen, and you will believe it will.
That's my voice. Michael Chiklis.
Wait, when the fire truck comes up is the worst point in this whole movie. There is a shot that there is no need for.
Would you say
it hurts the movie considerably.
They wrote this in.
And Tim Story went... Leave it.
Hold on. She's in her bra and panties.
No, there are CG bra and panties floating around.
I am.
Now there isn't.
Bikini. I mean, whatever.
Even working out. Sexual banter.
It was the worst day of my life. I hated it so much.
I hate being beautiful.
It's like everybody's staring at me and they're like, look at how wonderful you are. And I'm like...
I wish I was in bed.
Now do Rosie Perez.
I hate you.
All these beautiful people... I mean, like, I hang with them all the time, and then you see ugly people, and they're like, damn, you're beautiful. I'm like, whatever. You're ugly. What's day? Are you happy? Because no one enjoyed that. Yeah. You fucking...
I said you. Because I haven't said a funny thing this entire commentary. I'm breaking you down.
No, you got some good ones in.
Here, you're allowed to say condom.
You're giving him that?
Credit?
Go ahead, say condom.
He doesn't want your charity.
I wouldn't say that. Condo.
Oh, did we miss the dog winking?
No, that's the part we're getting to.
Oh,
the fire truck shows up. Yeah. Wait, here it goes. Here it is. Ready? Ready? The dog doesn't wink. The dog does something worse than winking.
Oh, right.
And here it comes. And when I saw this in the theater, I just gave up hope.
Nope. I want to listen for a moment to see what they say in the commentary. Like, if they're like, yes, the apex.
I love the Fresh Direct logos, nice and clean and clear. Again, just say yes. Say yes to that studio.
All right. Here.
Fresh Direct wants to give us some money. Sure. Now here's Johnny doing the opposite of his power,
which is
taking flame away from things.
Oh, this shot right here? With the...
Yep.
Wait.
Right there!
Yeah.
The Dalmatian covers his eyes. That scene lasts a half a second. You don't need it.
You know,
it hurts immeasurably.
It happens so quick, and I always, like, I know it's, like, the dog's actual paw, but I always just think it's, like a fake paw that's, like, lifting up in front of its eyes, like, ooh!
I think it's a fake paw. Like they do with Triumph?
Yes.
I think that's what they did.
That's the worst scene in the entire movie.
I think Tim Story was like, that's funny.
By the way,
leave that in.
For the record, dogs have no ability to imagine their fate. So most dogs would not do that.
You know what? I even think in times of peril, dogs don't have the instinct to cover their eyes, knowing that's their most vulnerable point.
So we went from suicide to
a dog covering its eyes.
Oh, well, I mean,
and to firefighters waiting. I mean, well,
because everybody loves a New York firefighter.
Woo!
Never forget. Take it off.
Though to establish another point too, this is a scene in the movie with all the cars that exploded and flipped over. A lot of people actually die.
Well, here's also the thing about this.
What thing? Right there. Am I right? What thing? Right.
This guy was gonna die.
Here's my point. Okay, here's my point is that they saved the firefighters. The city loves them, but they caused this.
Very good point.
This all started because the thing started walking across the bridge.
It's like a scam.
Everything was going fine.
You know how much money this cost?
They caused millions of dollars of damage and endangered lives, and the fact that no one was killed, they become heroes.
You're angry.
Oh, yeah.
Because of previous to this company. Because
I love the Fantastic Four.
Look, they're a little late.
Well, you know, this was the best fire truck they had. That's why I got there first. That's why they put the Dalmatian in it. Because he's a professional.
Yeah, do they still put Dalmatians in fire trucks circa now?
I don't think they did it when the little rascals were doing it.
All right, let's tune in back to what they're saying. We were playing with your body parts, and then we realized you weren't really.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here you go.
Here we go. He's a hero. He's a hero.
He's a hero.
There's a moment here that I'm really proud of because of you and I, Johan, because it wasn't scripted. And when she
and he's got, like, down and I know this sounds like a pun, but I mean, he still looks good. He's got rock hard ass.
He's cool looking.
Wonderful actor.
No, don't.
Look at this.
That ring costs $400.
He got it on an astronaut test pilot salary.
It was scripted that I pick up the ring and I stand up and face you. But it was just one of those things in discovery of what the costume allowed me to do.
Yeah, this is actually a nice moment. It's caused by a stupid moment. And that's the point of the film.
Right.
You get a good moment like this.
Right.
Like he's changed so much he can't even pick up
the
ring. But it's also caused by his fiancée running onto the bridge at the scene of the crime so she can, in full view of a crowd, take off the engagement ring, drop it on the bridge, and walk out. That's how they break up.
Well, good thing she's not getting a ride. That bridge is too long.
That traffic is stopped up.
Well, I mean,
I've had some bad relationships.
But so have I.
I would never have a breakup like that.
I think that's the equivalent of like going to Yankee Stadium and paying for the sign to be like, "Hey, John Clark, I'm breaking up with you." And she's right there just like, "Whatever, dog. See ya."
It's almost like the bizarro version of "Will you marry me?"
Exactly.
And then they cut
to, I want out.
And then they cut to the kiss cam with you and her sitting next to each other.
And all memories.
And her walking away.
You looking at an empty chair.
If they make a Fantastic 4-3, I think that
that's almost confusing.
Yeah.
Fantastic 4-3.
It should. What? It should be about the time Luke Cage joined the Fantastic Four. And
they should fight Claw.
And they should fight Claw, who is a master of
master
sound.
Master of sound!
They flew in.
Get on the ground.
All over the United States and Canada. And
technically, Claw has listened to this commentary because
he is sound.
He is sound. He is
so
sound.
Part of Claw is Jessica Alba talking about her heels.
Yeah, well, Claw's in all of us. Claw is really like God. Except for
he's
Death.
God of sound.
Right.
He's the
God of deaf people? Wouldn't
no, I mean except for deaf people. Deaf, not deaf people. Deaf. I always mix that up when I was young.
Deaf and deaf?
That explains a lot.
Deaf and deaf, yes.
Did you know Mike is deaf? Oh my god, what happened? He can't hear well.
Oh my god, what happened? That's really the same reaction. Being deaf is not merely an inconvenience.
I don't know.
It's not like, he's out of town.
It's not like, oh, he can't tie his shoes.
No, it's an inconvenience. He's dead. Larry King just canceled.
Oh yeah, Doom.
That's a plug, huh?
I'm surprised they didn't get him in here. Fantastic Four, crazy freaks, call them what you will. They're answering your phone calls.
They should come to a scene with them on Larry King.
So Thing, you know what? Your fiance left you on the bridge. What'd that do to you?
Well, he's required to do that in every movie that involves New York City. I think until he moved out to L.A., every movie that took place in New York City, he
starting
had
with Ghostbusters.
With Ghostbusters.
When was the Ghostbusters released?
84.
84. Oh, I was gonna say they could have gotten Joe Franklin. He's still kicking.
Yeah. And I think they have Larry King on the radio at that point in that movie.
Yeah, they did. And he says, how is Elvis? Or where is Elvis?
Where's Elvis?
Have you seen him lately?
Yeah. How is Elvis?
No, Joe Franklin says that.
Yeah,
oh, Joe Franklin
says that. That's why I said it, because he believes it's the turning point in the movie, if you ask him.
Joe Franklin says that, or Dan Aykroyd says that?
Joe Franklin says that.
Well, Stan Lee says that about his cameos as well.
This is the moment when Spider-Man keeps... When Daredevil keeps me from getting hit by a car, that's when it becomes a good movie.
Stanley's cameos are just getting like more and more blatant.
Is this his cameo? This is it's coming up.
Yeah, I think he's right like here. A mailman.
And let's hear what they say about it.
Let's see if anybody knows who he was except Michael Chiklis.
Oh my god, it's a great honor.
Or is it gonna be this guy created the book? What?
Just got
the
Alba.
Mailman created the movie?
Miss Alba.
No one's explained to me what the Thing is yet.
Miss Alba.
No one's explained to me what a mailman is.
Miss Alba. This is Stanley, the creator.
You mean Jesus?
wait, here it comes.
That's terrified. Something to take from the Thing.
Never underestimate Jessica.
Oh, here it comes.
Attempt to explain a joke. Listen, I know I've only got this one line,
but let's improvise this whole sequence. Yeah, he did say that.
It kept the camera running for like 5 minutes.
He's a crazy old man.
Hello, Mr. Reed. Welcome back to the Baxter Building. Here's your mail.
I wonder if like when Stanley does this, he's like, I wonder if Shakespeare wished he could be in his place.
Yeah.
Hey, Romeo! You're a real Romeo!
You know, do you remember...
Red Ball is taking effect.
Like, I wonder if kids growing up today, because, like, we kind of grew up at the end of Stan Lee's face being on all the Marvel comics.
Yeah.
And him narrating the cartoons. Like, we were kind of the last generation. I wonder if kids, like, watching this movie, like, who's the crazy old man that's in everything?
And man, then that guy gets a lot of work.
In Spider-Man 3, it's so blatant where he just walks up to Peter Parker in Times Square and he's like, hey, enough said. And runs away. The next movie? What's the next one? Iron Man coming out?
Yes. Oh my god, that should be great.
You know what's probably going to happen is when Tony Stark is like captured and he's building the first armor, Stan Lee's just going to run and go, I'm Stan Lee! Hoopity-doo! And then run out. And they're going to have to keep it in.
I thought you meant like Stan Lee was going to play like an Islamic guard. We're just like, yep.
They got him doing accents.
Oh, praise be to, you're making an Iron Man costume.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, and I thought of it, not Jack Kirby.
Excelsior.
Excelsior. Excelsior.
Go America, even though I hate it.
I keep telling you this idea. Someday I want to be famous enough where I can take a pitch from Stan Lee and Gary Marshall at the same time.
Gary Marshall is in the independent film my friend was in.
League of Their Own.
No.
Pretty Woman. 7 episodes of Murphy Brown.
Just keep
naming it. Is an independent film.
No, but... Ooh, you look hot with your wet hair.
You love Jessica Alba, but she wouldn't respect you.
She wouldn't respond to you.
And what makes you think you're higher than I am on the totem pole of Jessica Alba?
I've given up.
Yeah,
so have I, but I could dream.
That's why I'm attracted.
I'm not even on the totem pole of Michael.
A boy could dream.
I'm not even on the totem pole of Michael Chiklis.
Yeah.
You're the thing. Yeah.
I know what I am.
I gave up on that.
What?
Michael Chiklis is totem pole.
That was my nightmare. I was so, you know, you guys had some fun and were able to sort of go out and do some things.
Who's this
together
talking?
Check this
off camera. And I was afraid, frankly, to go out with you guys or do anything.
To be honest with you, we really just stayed in our hotel room and,
well, no,
and hated each other.
Talk to our agents.
I gotta get out of here.
And get, we were just sitting there getting all that $20 million of dollars.
What?
Yeah. I got
No.
Our DVD is skipping.
So pause yours.
No, wait.
No, I think it's making a throw.
Keep hitting your DVD player until we tell you.
This movie is so bad your DVD player's trying to quit.
It's going like, cold turkey on Fantastic Four.
Whipping it, going ramming speed.
I think we're through that. Like, this movie's been watched so many times, it's now skipping.
It's like a whelp. It's like a dog-eared novel. You've just read it. A
couple
so many
of pages
times,
have fallen out,
but you just love it so much.
You remember those
you
pages.
Underline
you
underline the
going
important parts.
Wait, he left school. Now he's in a mental institution.
What?
I also ate.
You said pages.
You followed that metaphor a little too far.
Oh.
Pages fell out. By the way, I mentioned Catcher in the Rye. Sorry if I ruined it.
Oh.
I shouldn't do any more commentary.
For the rest of you, Catcher in the Rye is a novel.
Where he was in school and then in a mental institution.
And Rosebud's a sled. Darth Vader's dad. And I think that in Dynasty it was all a dream.
No, I think it was only one season of Dynasty.
Oh, and in Roseanne, he was dead in the last season. He didn't really win the lottery and cheat on her.
I like how Sue has to
agree. I just heard about that, too. Like, she was... The whole series was her writing in... I never liked it, so I didn't watch it. The whole series was, like, her writing in her journal, and she just changed whatever she wanted, which I guess was, like, a retcon to explain, like, every bad move they made in the show.
Well, what happened in the last season was... The ratings were dropping, and so they had the family win the lottery.
Yeah, and that's when the ratings really dropped.
And then
people just let it go.
And then Dan cheated on her. And the thing was, like, the fans that were still there were like, No! So the last episode was like her being like, he actually in real life died, and she just couldn't take it, so she had him cheat on her, which I guess is more comforting.
Because he's still alive, he's just a bastard.
Right.
He just doesn't love me.
It's almost like, and the thing is, Roseanne up to that point was one of the greatest TV comedies of all time. And they just drove it into the ground.
That's what happens with a lot of shows. That's why, that's why you gotta be like Seinfeld and leave once you feel it's time to leave. Because now it's in syndication, you can watch any episode.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of shows you just go, oh, this is the bad season.
Right. Do you know how much this cost?
What?
This cage.
This movie?
Oh, this movie? This movie costs a lot of people street cred.
I think all
I'm surprised this movie doesn't have...
work this day, and they all wanted to put whipped cream all over, shaving cream all over Chris's body. This was like the day everyone showed up. They were like, oh,
fun times.
Yo, and you guys need touches? We're putting shaving cream on Chris's body.
See, so like women, so he's like the man version of Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
That's done out of age.
I have gone from thinking Jessica Alba's attractive to like seeing a date with Jessica Alba as a very frustrating experience.
Because that dinner is gonna smart.
From home.
Why is she hiding it on the commentaries?
To fool the fans like you.
She was a biochemistry major, and then someone said, hey, you're beautiful. And she said, you know what? I'm going to give this up.
You know what? That's her character in this film.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Where did you hear that she's
I'm
smart?
A beautiful biochemist.
CNN.
Larry King?
Oh, well, thank goodness you heard it on, like, Entertainment Tonight, where they're like, aren't you really smart?
I think so.
Well, established.
Now Brad Pitt.
Should
I interview you? You're Jessica Alba. I'll interview you.
I think it was on Larry King. So I hear you're really smart.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Smart.
Let's take a call from Topeka, Kansas.
Okay.
Hey, I like the way you look.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That was the conversation.
That's every episode of Larry.
Do you want to do a date between you and Jessica Alba?
No.
Yeah, I would, because I would like to date her.
Thank you for taking me on this date, Billy.
No problem. I'm glad you came. Oh. What would you like to go eat?
American.
Yes, and?
So does that mean like KFC and like McDonald's or?
Arby's.
Jessica, you sure you want to go to Arby's?
Yeah, they have sauce packets.
All right. Here's Arby's. What do you want?
Cut to Arby's.
And scene. Excelsior! Draw it, Kirby.
Stan Lee playing the waiter at Arby's.
I've got your Arby's burgers right here. Give me a tip, Excelsior.
It's a fast food restaurant, but I'm the only waiter.
This is crazy.
Jessica, this is Stan Lee.
Excelsior!
I'd be like Stan Lee on Jeopardy. What is Excelsior? Who is Excelsior?
That is actually what he says when he comes.
Excelsior. Oh my god!
And Excelsior! End of issue!
You know what? I thought you meant to the table with food.
Nope.
And then I explored the other.
The Fantastic Four.
Oh my.
Mrs. Lee? You know what hasn't happened in a while?
What?
Excelsior.
Excelsior!
That's his name for it as well.
Well, that was his code word, like when they had little kids and he didn't want to say it in front of them. I think it's time for Excelsior!
He'd say it over breakfast.
Some wonderful Excelsior last night.
We know what this is at. We know what you're talking about.
No, you don't. Spider-Man wouldn't!
Hey, Jack Kirby, it's Stan. Had some great Excelsior last night. Gave me an idea. Reed and Sue have some Excelsior, and out comes a mutant with superpowers.
Stan, I'm moving to Los Angeles.
Great! I'll call you on the phone for 3 hours early. Think of all the work we'll get done. I'll tell you something, and it'll be done 3 hours before I tell you. Excelsior! I'm going to DC.
You know, we're out of it when we're not even listening to what they're saying. Period.
They have nothing to say.
They really.
Good observation.
Well, the problem with this commentary, and this isn't a joke, is that they're really not giving any. Chiklis is giving some new information, but it's mostly them like seeing a scene going, "I like this scene." This
hey, that's right by that's right by 23rd Street.
4.5 inches.
Right by the Limerick House.
What's 4.5 inches?
I think her
if
heels.
I would have kept running if I saw a trail of.
We know actor commentaries are usually pretty tough. Now, not to make fun of actors, but they have a specialized job in the movies.
Right.
They really don't have stories about the big picture.
Well, you know what? An actor commentary is also weird because it's almost like, imagine like watching one of your best friends like home movies that you weren't in. So like any scene that you're not in, you're just sort of like they're playing, they're eating birthday cake here. I guess this is cool.
Wait, why wasn't I invited to this?
So proud of myself. Oh, I skewered her thing. Yeah.
It run out of things to talk about.
Like it's worse.
Did she just say, I'm thinking, and then giggle? Yeah, it seems like if you talk to Jessica Alba, you would get the impression that you're getting along really well, but no information is carrying either way. Like, everyone's smiling, but, you know, and it's kind of like a flat line. You're never getting angry or liking her more. It's just kind of...
Well, it's like when you talk to, like, your like, four-year-old niece, where it's just sort of like, it's a very pleasant conversation.
Yeah.
But neither of you are changed.
And it's hard to follow where it's just kind of like, when my niece comes over, she's like, Uncle John, can we watch TV? Yeah. Oh, can we play toys? Oh, yeah. Can we play completely different toys? That's what it's probably like with Jessica.
We wanted to play it for the real.
But then you always, when you do it over and over, then it just goes.
Yeah, and then it gets crazy. Yeah.
I feel like all this stuff works. This is very much
pranks.
And.
Do you think, what do you think it's like when Mr. Fantastic has sex with Jessica Alban? She, like, goes invisible.
This is the best one.
Like,
do you mean the characters?
In real life.
Because it sounds like you're saying the character of Mr. Fantastic having sex with actress Jessica Alba.
No. Did I say Jessica Alba?
Yes,
I meant Mr. Fantastic having sex with the Invisible Woman, Sue Storm.
It must work. They had two kids in the comics.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I know it works, but I'm saying more like her going invisible.
What would she say?
I always said, now this goes back to junior high when we cared about such things.
Yeah.
I always said, he wrapped around her completely.
Oh, that's romantic.
So he was the shape of her and the color of him. Because there he touching her all over.
Hey,
do you have a fan fiction of this?
I could. If you can get it published.
Oh, definitely.
What would you say?
I got time.
What would you say about Mr. Fantastic? He was.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Excelsior!
I was waiting for that. I wanted that to happen so bad.
Next time I have sex with my girlfriend, I'm so doing
did you?
That.
And the sad thing is, that's true.
I'll do that.
Did you read all those Stan Lee Meets comics?
I read about two of them, and each one I became increasingly frustrated with.
They're just completely crazy. Like, every one of them is just Stan Lee going, "Hey, I'm Stan Lee, and you're the Thing!" And he writes them himself, and the Thing never seems to like him.
Like, what are you doing here, buddy? Go.
Like, he Stan Lee got this opportunity to put himself in the Marvel Universe. He's like, if I was in the Marvel Universe, I'd be really annoying and people would hate me. Which I think shows an insecurity under Stan Lee that he works really hard to cover.
Well, I'm sure he's insecure.
Well, he's in comic books.
I'm sure he's senile.
Possibly. How old is he?
Do you remember the original trailer? When the movie was about to come out, there was pictures of me being fantastic Harry Potter.
It was funny. It was fun. It was good.
I'm British.
Flame on.
I just want to note on this commentary, one of the actors in a scene where something explodes goes, "Bah!" like to demonstrate that something has exploded.
Did they do that?
Yeah, he went pooah when the guy. Never mind.
Yeah.
All actions
and that's the level we're hitting.
All actions and stage directions will be read from now on. Turn to the camera and smile.
Wait, so
cry.
Yeah, that's what I was just wondering. Thank you, Michael Chiklis.
What do you say?
All of a sudden, there's like seven guys that work in the Baxter Building for Reed. Where did they come from, and where did they go?
Craigslist.
He was just bankrupt.
They're temps. You go to a temp agency and you go, I need some scientists. And they're like, well, we got some scientists. That
we got some scientists, and we got four bass players. Like, which do you need?
Both. We got a big band, and we need a lot of scientists.
It'd be great if there was a guy in the back just going, boom, ba-da-doom, ba-da-doom.
It really helps when you have the bass player going.
Keeps the rhythm.
Keeps the rhythm of the science.
Scientists just keep moving. They don't get tired.
Strategic relocation.
But yeah, this is not a movie that peddles in subtlety.
This does not look anything like New York City, by the way.
This kid's a flame.
This screams Toronto.
You mean because the streets are like...
clean and wide.
30 feet wide?
Yes. And no building is over 20 stories.
Right.
He cheated.
And we can
New York
see
does not
every
have.
Logo clearly.
And there's a motocross stadium, which is nowhere.
I would be terrified. Imagine being there.
You can't even go, like, find this in Jersey.
I believe one exists in the negative zone.
Oh my god, that was such a nerd laugh.
How did Nihilus is placing bets?
That's the reason why I didn't get it, ladies. I don't know, I'm...
There's no ladies listening to this. There's no woman that's like...
We're lucky if anybody is listening to this.
We're lucky if we listen to this later.
I haven't listened to half of the ones we paid.
I listened to the last Boy Scout one.
That was a good one.
That one was better.
Excelsior.
Yeah. Oliver Wood.
Flame on!
And on and on and on and on and on.
You know what? This is the
second... And like, here's your second extreme sports shot. It was kind of like last summer, every Marvel movie had a dance sequence for no reason.
Yes.
This movie has two extreme sports sequences.
You know what? I think it's because Joe Quesada's an asshole. It's just like...
This is Quesada's call?
You know what? Quesada makes a lot of bad calls. Like, I feel like Quesada's not as bad as Stanley, but he's like... Like, recently with the comics, every decision's been like, we need to change him. We need a new Hulk. Spider-Man can't be married anymore. Why? Because,
So the pressure's getting to him? Is that what you're saying?
We need a dance sequence.
When your final answer is, clearly the stress has gotten a hold.
Just so on the record, fuck you, Quesada. You can't hero your way out of it.
I've met Joe Quesada a number of times.
Oh, yeah, he's a nice
guy.
He's a nice guy. He didn't remember me any time. I'm sure he doesn't remember me.
Wait, you're too big for the little folks? You live in a small world, Quesada. I'm coming for you.
How did this just become with you with having a vendetta about Joe Quesada? I don't think Joe Quesada got anywhere near this movie.
Me and Liz Shatner coming for you, baby.
Thank you very much.
That was a good joke. Where?
Call back to another commentary no one listened to.
I know I didn't. By the way, buy Pepsi, Xbox,
Activision, Walmart, Dell.
Yeah, we should.
They are clearer than any of the extras.
Oh, and a New York City license plate.
What about Toseki's like...
Oh, Family Guy. If anyone saw that. Look at that.
Yep. The logos are just competing against each other.
That was so cool.
A Dodge. That is the biggest Dodge thing
it's
I've ever
movie,
seen.
It's a movie, Jessica. They do things.
I can't believe the thing could do that. Like, I mean, he's a superhero, but I didn't know.
I didn't know he could crush a car. This movie's full of facts.
Wait, in this movie, are Jessica Alba and... Whatever is, I don't know his real name. Are they brother and sister?
You mean the Human Torch and the Invisible Woman? Yes.
Yes, they're brother and sister.
I mean, they're characters. I'm sorry.
That wasn't there before. No, I like that too.
There wasn't really a force field when we shot it. They added that in post.
Wow.
Post means after. I read that. That was on my word of day calendar.
And cut means stop.
Cut means stop, and usually like. And then
oh, and look at this, and he hit the big bright Burger King, which of course is flame broiled.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen,
we're having fun with product placement.
Ooh, I like Mountain Dew Code Red. I already buy it.
Jesus, you know, don't make that anymore.
Yeah,
that's what.
And it's delicious.
That's a movie trick, though. A movie trick I've always noticed is like. So he's like, add in extreme sports because kids love them. And in every extreme sport, like, there's logos everywhere.
Which is the real reason to do it.
Right. Because even, like, in normal sports, like in a baseball stadium, there's ads, but there's, like, four.
Right. But extreme sports is, like, everything's like NASCAR.
Right. NASCAR has a lot of ads. Extreme sports do. No one buys ads for hockey.
You know what else? Network television.
Network television.
Like, I didn't have enough on me.
I know.
Every time I go from the trailer.
I also like that in this new.
So when they put this on network television, the advertisements will increase like 500%.
Yes.
We only had like a half an hour to shoot.
Yeah, we blasted through this. It was
all of our coverage and everything.
This we shot like.
She knows coverage.
Yeah.
Also on the word of day, you get 365 a year.
I thought I was done waiting for Reed. We're all in this together, Ben.
Together?
Everybody stop talking.
You got no idea.
Yeah. Well, this is a big scene.
This is an emotional breakdown of the thing. I never thought I'd say it.
I think we all get afraid that we keep talking over each other, so we all pause, and then we talk over each other at the same moment.
But I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
Both the commentary and us stopped at the exact same moment.
They don't want to listen to us either.
Did you say a
Jessica?
She just said shit.
Yeah.
I am surprised.
Shit was on my word of day calendar.
You know, she blushed a little and got all sassy.
She was like, it's a shit factory. Maybe she's like...
Is it just the three of them? I haven't heard the Human Torch once.
No, he's too big for them.
Yeah, he's not on it. He's busy doing whatever.
Waiting for the sequel.
But here's the thing, like...
He's waiting.
I know the joke is that, like, you know, like, lead actresses are dumb. Like, but, like, Hedy Lamarr invented an encryption system during World War II.
Wow, why do you know that?
I know a lot of things.
Are they all that obscure?
Yeah. It's true. But, I mean, like, why can't Alba, like...
That has got an incredibly wide brim. It's like double Indiana Jones.
Can you buy that at, like, Lids? Is Lids a place you can buy that? Lids. Lids is a store.
Now, there's a lot of comic book purists in here. This scene get really angry at the casting of Alicia Masters, but they can't say outright that they have racist reasons for it.
Well, that's... That happens a lot, though. Like, when they cast Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and they cast Mos Def as Ford.
Yeah.
Ford Prefect. Everyone's like, no! And everyone's like, why? He's just not tall enough to play. And you're like, you're racist. And he was the best person in that movie.
Sure. It was not a great movie.
It wasn't a great movie, but... You know, like, the problem with her isn't that she's miscast. The problem with her is that blind people don't look just a little bit to the right. Yeah. Like, blind people don't have, like... Like, her playing blind is basically looking away from whatever she's facing. Like blind people do.
Well, like she's really thinking about it.
Like, she's always looking at something, but it's almost like someone's holding a tennis ball right to his right, and they're like, focus on that.
Yeah.
Whereas blind people just...
Oh, by the way, I was watching a documentary with Stevie Wonder.
Yes. With him, you were like...
No, we weren't watching
Stevie,
together.
This is
great. He was in front of the camera, and I was behind the television.
You're like, now they're reading a letter.
No. He's like, they bring back his band from Songs in the Key of Life.
Never looked at me in the eye.
And he said, it's good to see you.
It's good to hear
what
you.
What the hell?
It's a phrase.
And then he goes, I was looking at your hair. You changed your hair. I think Stevie Wonder has been lying to us.
I don't think this is the time or the place.
I don't think he really called to say I love you.
You're really angry.
That's a song I know.
Well, we found one.
That's the mask. I mean, the mask is directly taken from the comic.
Just like...
Michael Cheese is like, Yeah, they screwed it up.
Just like everything else in this movie.
There's the mask, because Dr. Doom has a mask, so we were like, we better get him a mask.
5 points!
Touchdown!
Excelsior!
That's all she knows is to say touchdown when she gets something right. Yeah. Like when Tim Story was
like she had a boyfriend who was really into football, and that's all she got out of the relationship, and she's hanging on to it.
Cut, great shot, Jessica. Touchdown! I'm getting cake!
That's right. Not too much cake.
No, just a sliver.
You don't want to have the fat cake.
No, very skinny.
Skinny cake.
I'm going to have skinny cake.
She's become retarded as this commentary's moved along.
It's kind of like Homer Simpson over the first 5 seasons.
Yeah.
Where he just got dumber and dumber.
This is also part of our additional. Because we had to change a word in the scene.
One word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The word was cunt.
And Jessica had to say it.
You're really acting like a cunt, Reed, and then, the studio was like, hey, Tim, everything's great. We love it. We love the dog that covers its eyes.
Yeah.
Could you cut the scene?
How about we make it stupid?
Okay. You want more product placement? No, this is inside the... I give kids a Pepsi. I give Pepsi hats.
Touchdown! Directing Jessica Alba was like a Laurel.
They both said it. And cut, they both went,
Like, I wonder if, like, there were moments when they made eye contact and they just were thinking the same thing at the same time.
There is footage. The documentary on this is fantastic because there is footage of Tim Story getting in the way of everyone. Like,
he just broke the fourth wall.
Like, this.
Who did?
He did.
What, did he look at the screen?
Mr. Fantastic. He looked directly into the screen.
You mean like on purpose, or was it like just the way his head was facing? Or is it like, she was like, I would like to marry you, and he was like, what?
Like, it looked like he was looking right into the
Can
screen.
Can you believe this?
Wink! And then it just like fades into a circle.
And then he shrugs. No, he stretches through the circle like Porky Pig goes, what's gonna happen next?
Meanwhile, at Dr. Doom's hideout.
And it opens, the iris opens on the pancakes.
Ooh, I'm Doom.
All of a sudden, Doom has a handlebar mustache.
Speaking of product placement, condooms.
Condooms.
Excelsior.
I'm going.
This is the commentary of callbacks.
Yes.
The last Boy Scout.
Fuck, they didn't give a shit about you. They were looking at the thing.
That is the thing.
That is the guy. I keep thinking that's,
I don't think Doom is there
Pretty
either.
Boy Floyd.
A Bob Dylan song?
Yes. They want to get a shot of an audio sample. It's very difficult.
They just got done Excelsior.
This was another long and tedious scene, but I really walked away. This is one of those scenes I walked
this
away.
This is a long scene.
But I walked away feeling really gratified because I remember distinctly this issue when I was a kid when they fought and Reed wraps him up. And I thought, anybody who's a real fan of the Fantastic Four...
Michael Chiklis is awesome.
Michael Chiklis is saving us.
You know what? I think that we have not said a thing about him in the negative yet.
I said something that kind of went there, and I got backlashed by both of you for it. I remember the phrase, Michael Chiklis is our only ally.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to go bad against him, but he's too cool.
Michael Chiklis, you are welcome to join me and Liz Shatner any day of the week.
I will say this about this movie. It's not good, and yet we have it on our iPods.
Yeah, we do.
I don't. I have very cheap iPods.
Yeah.
No stuntmen in this. They did it all themselves.
Yeah, there's no stuntmen because it's all computer generated.
Yeah. I was afraid to throw you
He's not even in
against
the
wall because I was afraid you'd bounce back.
Because we had to be on nights for another reason.
Oh.
She's not really helping.
How long did the sequence take? I love this.
If she, what if he, what if something ripped?
Oh, I never noticed how your feet are supported.
He doesn't work that way.
You see that?
Yeah, no, the it's sort of like his side, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a snake.
Yeah, yeah, like a python. That's really cool.
He really used a lot of himself there.
No.
Poor thing.
Well, also accentuates
poor thing.
Individually, they have their great powers, but
I put a moratorium on all thing puns.
Ain't that the thing?
That one doesn't make sense. Ain't that the ticket?
Love this. I thought this was very cute. First time.
Oh, Marvel Legends.
Do you have that one?
Yep.
Which they do.
Look how small your head is.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But that's one of the originals. That's one of the original toys.
That's great.
Know?
And,
original meaning 2003.
Yeah. Rod is a toy maker who owns Marvel.
Yeah. Actually, originally,
did you just say
he invented
a toy company owns Marvel?
That's that whole complicated thing between Toy Biz and Marvel.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell who owns who.
Yeah.
I'm going to let her slide on that. I'm sure Avi Arad said, "You know, I was a toy maker and I used to own Marvel." And she went,
"Success!
I'm you!
You have field goal!"
He told me that one too.
Do you want to go back to my place? No!
I have to learn my lines.
I've got to read the script. I got to. Bye.
You have to be blonde.
We have a lot against it, Jessica Alba, and I don't.
Because you want to have sex with her.
Yeah.
Because I'm
and you think it might
hormones.
Happen.
I'm 15. I have hormones. I know it's not gonna happen.
You're like.
There's a part of you that goes. The interest.
I've had one girlfriend. That didn't work out. What makes it? What?
It was 3 days.
What? It was 6 and a half. I caught her at the end of the day.
You know what? If you're gonna count hours, I'm gonna have to deduct the ones you were asleep.
All right, so
it's more like
so three days. I'm an insomniac.
But
I forgot to mention.
The way you're defending Alba is like the same way like when you have like a crush on someone at the office, and everyone's like, "She's an asshole," and you're like, "You just don't get her. She's an asshole to you because she doesn't know me." Like maybe she's just an asshole.
You don't figure that out until you're done dating her.
Yeah.
I think the new things that they can do with these. With these silicone-based, mannequins of people, reproductions of people. There's
computers
so
are made out of silicone.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about, right? Whatever you want, honey.
Uh-oh.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then it's like the end of House of Wax.
Is it really?
I just give it away again?
Like the wax people melt, I guess.
Johnny Storm.
We're off thing puns, so now we're on storm puns.
Why do we always get quiet at the same time? Like when we're ready to listen to the commentary, they get quiet.
All right.
You know, one of the cool things was Michael Chiklis actually said that if they were going to do things CG, he wanted no part of the movie. Like, he demanded to be put in that suit.
Michael Chiklis is our ally.
He's awesome.
Until he says something retarded on this.
He hasn't yet.
Which he won't.
No. How long is this film? An hour 30?
Yeah, we're getting close to the end.
All right,
I think
so
we're probably
And the credits, so I think he's got a good chance.
Michael Chiklis was the commish.
Yeah.
You can't.
Wasn't he the dad on Life Goes On?
I think so.
Or was that somebody else? I feel like, now that I said it out loud, I feel like that's wrong.
See, we're quiet when they're quiet again.
I think we're all getting tired.
Yeah, it's getting...
I think, like, Jessica Alba's sleeping.
It is my bedtime.
Like, right now she's rolled her jacket up as a pillow.
I've been talking for hours. I wanna...
I've had to think of my own words to say.
Dad! No,
I think she left. I think she's asleep.
Let's wait. Let's wait for it.
Well, yeah, the sweat, you know, the details.
She usually throws in a yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I was so really blinded during that scene.
I'm not in this.
The flash in there was so intolerably bright.
What is with the Marvel movies turning every villain into Lex Luthor? Like the Green Goblin and Doctor Doom.
You know what?
Why are they all Lex Luthor?
I think
evil
there's
evil businessmen and
there's always this weird assumption with comic book movies where people assume that because like it's so unbelievable that it has to be grounded in reality. So it's like so instead of the villain like being like a king of a foreign country who gets superpowers, it's like, he'll be the head of a corporation!
Who gets superpowers?
Who gets superpowers, and it...
Because the world outside America does not exist.
She just called Michael Chiklis sexy.
Oh, God.
Because she saw him topless. Now she's got something to say.
But he's wearing pants.
Yes.
Yeah, they're very big.
That's my man.
Do you have a fast forward?
What if Michael Chiklis afterwards was like, you didn't mean that. Just, like, as a joke, right?
like he's creeped out by it. Like he's not even
in my position.
Not
now?
Even interested. He's just like, we got to work together on another movie. Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't mean that at all. I would never have. No.
You're bald.
You're bald, and you're not.
You're old.
You're old. You're the commish.
You're the commish thing.
I could never have sex with you because you might just turn into like the Rock Man. No, that's not a real thing.
It takes hours for them to put me in that.
Yeah, but what if they put you in it while we're having sex?
I think you would see the crew of five people.
But
sometimes I close my eyes.
I close my eyes because it's so silly.
What if they put you in it while we're having sex?
I kind of spaced out. I kind of missed the joke.
We have a copy of it.
Yeah, you
can. I'm going to be the only person to listen to this, ain't it? Just to listen.
I might start listening to these at work.
We keep the movie loud so you can. You don't necessarily need the DVD.
And he hit that thing so hard.
What thing?
With a smile, though.
Yeah, he's so lovely. He got up and was like, yeah, I got a concussion. I'm like, oh my God.
Sorry, just guys, see that bit where I'm walking away there?
Yeah.
That's not actually me. That is a reproduced person from a computer-generated image.
Wow.
That was the longest way to say CG.
He's British.
That was not actually me.
But he sounds like he's fascinated by, like, he's probably just done BBC stuff.
Yeah.
You know, where they have no budget. They've been using, like, Blackadder sets. And he's just like, so apparently they're going to make me stretch on film. And so when I see it, my character will be doing things that I cannot do.
How do they do that, Daddy?
Well, it's kind of like wearing a wig.
Okay,
it's
we
like
have
a
wigs
wig.
In Britain.
Yes, it's like a wig made out of a computer.
Oh, I don't understand.
Neither do I, but let's go and see the film.
America's so smart.
And they're very big over there.
Are you guys talking about America?
Why, yes!
We love it. We'd like to visit there every fortnight.
I bet you would, faggots.
He's talking about cigarettes!
We'd better go back to Britain. He seems hostile.
I mean, yeah, you bunch of cigarettes.
So are you Michael Chiklis in this?
Or just like an American truck driver on vacation.
Picking on Reed, the guy who played Reed Richards. As they go to the premiere.
I'm everyone against the British.
So you're the Boston Tea Party?
Hey, what's up?
What I love is like... the quintessential American is still like a guy
from
Brooklyn. Where it's like, who's what, you're gonna mess with America? And he's probably the most liberal now.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's the most racist? I mean, what's the most...
I would say the Southern drawl.
Hey, y'all, it's you cliche. Let me get out of here, you bunch of frigs. Brigg.
sounded almost French.
None of us have a good
now accent. I'm on your side. About 12 hours. I was in there for a while.
There's just something so bland about that mask. It's like, it gets close and then just misses
it
completely.
Well, because it's a mask.
No, but like this,
you know what I mean? Like, that's not, like, in the comics, that's his face.
No, but the second movie is a much cooler mask.
Yeah.
It's a different mask in the second movie. Because it's got menace to it. This is just like a blank slate. And he's trying to use his eyes, but the eye slits aren't that big.
I love this. Because Johnny uses his powers throughout the movie.
For good.
In an exploitive way. And this is the first time. He's the first one to really step up to the
exploitive.
And
it's jumps
off the building,
not knowing if he can do it.
Why?
Probably. That might have made her dizzy.
Cool as shock.
Yeah, isn't that great? And here comes Heatseeker.
Blah.
I always wonder something about like people like Johnny Storm. He doesn't have super strength, right?
No.
Like he has normal human strength.
Yeah. He can melt things real fast, though.
Right.
Well, so if he gets hit by that thing, he's dead.
Yes.
Okay. Basis.
Because I think in a lot of comics, like even when a character doesn't have super strength, they'll often like have him like punch a giant robot.
Yeah. Like there's many times I've seen Batman go through a brick wall.
Right.
And his suit is very strong.
They get a little silly about it.
All he wants the whole movie is to get out of that body. He finally does, and to save his family, he knows he has to change back. I just went, yes.
He just contaminated.
This is for. This is,
the,
this is what I want.
I don't know why Al Gore is part of this. No.
Look at that.
What?
You're out of the band.
I'm having a what?
I said you're out of the band.
We're going to go on Craigslist, get another bass player.
I have to say, there's so much going on during the course of a movie like this that you're unaware of. Like, they had sent that splinter unit off to New York for a month, and they were shooting all these, chopper shots over the water.
Secondary.
All these shots.
Second unit stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think it's called splinter unit.
Phenomenal filmmakers in their own right.
Who am I gonna believe? You were Michael Chiklis.
Well, what I love though is Michael Chiklis is saying this very interesting thing, and everyone's like, "Yeah, yeah,"
because it's not funny. Like you know, Jessica Alba saying that it was late. That's hilarious.
By the way, Jessica Alba is my father's favorite part of this movie.
So he doesn't like the movie.
What's weird is he was a huge comic book fan, and then there was like a point when he was 14, when he did that normal guy thing, when he's like, "This is stupid." So when they announced it, he was like, "Yeah, I'm a big Fantastic Four fan," but doesn't remember any of it.
Yeah, my dad's like that with Star Trek. Just
right.
Like, I think we went to see like Wrath of Khan together, and then
right.
He just gave up.
They knocked the crap out of
my stunt double.
Out of my stunt double.
She doesn't work for the studio.
I could almost feel it.
I almost remembered her name.
Well, I was at the craft services table eating ham.
And I looked over and went, ooh.
Ooh, that must hurt. And then I told her.
I went, my hand to
down. Touchdown! Do you want me to sign an autograph for your family? I bet you have children because you have birthing hips.
I love, by the way, once you said touchdown, you jumped into that voice. Like, you were doing Jessica Alba in a normal voice, and then touchdown, it immediately switched gears.
Touchdown!
Oh, he said his catchphrase.
There you go.
Yeah, I got...
I have to say, this is when producers came...
It's clobbering out. Time, I would love a peach cobbler.
I love that he says it's clobbering time.
Yes.
I think we must have done... And we didn't do many takes in any scenes, really...
Tim Story just wanted to go home.
Hey, you guys.
I think we got it.
Yeah,
most of you are in frame.
You're invisible enough.
Four or five takes and everything. But that particular thing, I did 20 takes.
Falling out the...
Saying it's clobbering time.
Unimaginable, because they really were so myopic about it's clobbering time. You know,
this is one of the coolest action sequences I've ever seen. Going through pools, through a
this
roof.
Guy going, oh my god.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
just gave it away.
Crazy. I remember when we saw the storyboards for this, I was like, there's no way they're going to do this.
Right. And like the Brooklyn Bridge scene, this was a movie in itself. I mean,
it was unbelievable. They spent so much time on this sequel.
No, it's a comic book. Truck.
Well, Michael Chiklis, you were given a lot of credit. You just spent a little.
Touche. Your account balance has gone down. You're not bankrupt.
You're not bankrupt yet, but that's a real truck. Fox spared no expense. When we needed police cars, we bought them.
Well, we rented them at least.
Man, Rupert Murdoch owns everything. He probably owns the police.
It's like RoboCop.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a good movie. We gotta do a commentary on RoboCop.
Because we love it so much.
Because we talk
we're
about it.
And we talk about it on every commentary, it seems. Like, you know what's great? RoboCop.
Because we want every commentary of the act.
Brisk Lemonade, everybody.
Yep. Oh, you know what? I love that truck has been thrown over and blown up, but the cardboard ad for Brisk Lemonade, perfect condition. Because, you know, that's what would happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
I was fine.
Oh, I love when the pavement does
that. I love when, like, things go, touchdown!
Still
funny. I got a strike.
If he hits him, he's made of stone.
What? I think a steel beam would break him. He's not invulnerable.
Right, but he's also very tough.
He's the most powerful. Of course you do. Of course you do.
Okay, now they're patronizing her. But that's what John Byrne said, too.
Yeah.
I love this delivery. I just,
This is a story.
We are the Fantastic Four.
The Fantastic Four!
Fade to white.
Is there little epilogues at the end? Like, they died 6 months later.
No, you fade back to a graveyard.
Oh.
And, like, the doctor standing there.
Everyone's laying out
like,
stone.
They were the
grave.
Bravest men I've ever met.
They were the Fantastic Four! Then we fade out. Would be like a good credit song for that.
Yeah, it would be sung by Sarah McLachlan.
Yes. You want to put the theme from the cartoon where it's like Fantastic Four.
Yeah, she's like
on an outer space adventure.
We're hit by cosmic rays.
And they all got cancer
in the most fantastic way. Just one piano. Going ding, 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 ding.
Rick got it in his prostate.
Sue got it in her brain.
But it was no different anyway. Yeah! I don't know why she gets hot.
Yeah, all of a sudden she turned into Prince.
Fantastic Four. Yeah!
You know what? This exact scene that happened right here is what I call a cross the stream scene, where very early in the movie they go, "Never do this!" And then during the climax, it's like, "You gotta do this!"
Oh, you mean exactly that. Blockbuster? Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters.
Yes, Ghostbusters.
Don't in Ghostbusters, they say never cross the stream. And then, like, at the last minute, it's like,
cross
them.
The streams.
Oh, by the way, again, just like the bridge sequence,
yeah,
they're destroying the city. In a personal fight against Dr. Doom, who, I might add, has not threatened the city in any way.
Ever.
He is just going after them.
Right.
They murder him in the street, and they're heroes.
Well, it's like
he just wants to be loved.
What was that guy in the 70s who like, shot the four kids?
Zodiac?
No. Remember in New York, there was, like, a guy that, like, got mugged, and then he started carrying a gun, and he was...
Oh, Bernadette. That was
right.
In the 80s.
Oh, that was the 80s.
Yes.
It was like that, where everyone's like, he's a hero, and it's like, no, he murdered four kids. And everyone's like, but they could have killed him. Or they could have been going home. He didn't give them a chance.
What do you mean? They were walking down the street
and freaked out?
No,
they tried to mug him.
Did they try to mug him?
They tried to mug him on the subway, and he shot them.
All four of them.
Yes.
I think man, the 80s
were bad.
He shot them all, but he killed one.
Yeah.
Man, the 80s were bad.
He never shot anybody again. You'd think he would, you know, become like a vigilante.
So he
like
didn't,
Batman?
So he didn't go to jail?
No,
he went to jail.
Or self-defense?
Oh, he was on trial for a long time.
I know that he was, like, heralded as a hero.
Yeah.
Look at the background.
He's like a folk hero.
Right.
Like Joan Baez.
So he's dead.
Here's the story of Bernie Getz.
The man who deserves everything
Bernie
he gets.
Oh, look, a callback to the blind
right.
lady.
You know, I know we go off topic in these commentaries. I didn't think we'd get there.
The Burning Net soundtrack.
Nike?
Yep. Swooshes are bigger than the laces.
As long as I look somewhere else, they think I'm blind. Like blind people will actually
really,
face...
I'm rude.
Like, they'll hear where you're talking from and they'll face you. They won't just be like, what's that?
Speaking of blind...
Oh, yeah.
Try not to visualize on an MP3.
So what I just did was like...
I'll read the stage directions. Mike is writhing around, not looking at John, but talking to John.
He's grabbing my leg.
That's what blind people do.
They grab my leg?
Well, everyone. Like, mankind's leg.
Mankind's leg.
Right.
You know, they show your knee, you kneeling down in close up here. And then you're at the level.
Michael Chiklis hates this movie. He's like, look.
Like, he was really excited to sign on as the thing. And then he saw the final product and he was like, oh, hell.
He's like, do a commentary shirt. And he's just like, this scene sucks. And I was like, but it's my hair. Touchdown! And he's like, yep, sure.
Second one is much better.
Touchdown! I made a better movie.
Good luck, Chuck.
I was in Good Luck, Chuck with Dan Cook. He's so funny.
He's funny because...
She didn't have to play a character.
He yells a lot and he says the same thing over and over and over again, so I get it.
He was like, you're walking, Jessica Alba. You're welcoming. And I was like, that's a different way to say walking. Touchdown!
I believe Touchdown has been a bigger hit than Excelsior.
Excelsior!
Touchdown!
I heard you got to hang out with Dane Cook, Jessica Alba. What was that like?
It was good. He's funny. He goes like, I'm walking because I'm walking. My feet are walking and they're walking. And I'm like, that's funny because I got it the second time.
I should make him into a superhero.
He could be the Dane Cook man.
Excelsior!
Touchdown!
Best friends forever.
Here we go. Here's the end.
This is the end of the movie. And
this was a very chaotic commentary.
Yes. Yeah, I wonder if it's unlistenable, but we seem to have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I wasn't funny.
Uh-oh. Here's the end question mark.
Oh, now here's our callback.
To condoms.
You like condoms.
Oh, and
it's fun to me.
And here's another thing that bugged me. So they walk out of the storage compartment.
And it's day.
Yeah, no, I'll show you.
You know, you really have to have a certain temperament to be able to produce movies like this. There are so
he should have winked.
Okay. They're walking out.
Now they walk away. Walk away. There you go. Now we pull back.
Oh, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No. It's a sheer wall.
Oh, it's a sheer wall?
It doesn't look, it just keeps going. There's nowhere for them to stand. Look at that.
No,
were like
look,
four cartons up.
No. The thing is, it's supposed
the thing
to be.
Is not in
it's
the
supposed
scene.
To be like kind of like that, like cut, like.
I know it's supposed to be like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Like
so. Apparently, there's a supervillain in every carton. The Scorpion's in one, and Dr. Octopus is in another. Venom's in one.
I'm sorry that I did not deliver.
You were fine. You killed.
Do you guys love me?
Very no. much.
Yes.
So you put the two together and we're fine with you.
Are they done with the commentary as well?
I think we're all done.
Did they say bad? Like, did they say bad? Did they say goodbye?
No, I think...
Or did we skip over?
I think they just cut.
They just left.
I'm Mike Drucker. I'm sorry.
I'm John Clark, I'm more confused.
And Billy the Kid, I'm depressed.
This was the Fantastic Four!
Excelsior!
Touchdown!